afternoon. It's 4:30 and 81 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sarah Moon.
The planetarium presentation is more geared towards younger audiences.
The Star Theater at Moorhead State is expanding its public programming.
First Friday is tomorrow at the Round County Arts Center.
Sunrise Children's Service will host a benefit concert Saturday with Chris Knight.
A nonprofit in Lexington is encouraging others to use bicycles.
Kentucky is joining efforts to explore links between lung disease and vaping.
In sports, Round County's volleyball and girls' soccer team are in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear skies tonight with a low around 58. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
This weekend, the Star Theater at Moorhead State University will be offering public planetarium and laser shows every Saturday. The change in programming comes with a change in leadership. Chanel Varani is an astrophysicist and was recently named as the new director of MSU Star Theater. He's an instructor of space systems engineering. Varani says he thought the old schedule was pretty limiting.
In the past, we've had shows for the public just once a month. And families have busy lives. Offering one weekend to come to the planetarium, that forces families to choose to do something that they otherwise wouldn't want to be able to do. So we wanted to provide more opportunities for families to come see us. So we're doing shows now every Saturday.
Varani says the one-hour planetarium shows are scheduled for 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and a laser show is set for 4 p.m. More information about those programs can be viewed online at moorheadstate.edu/StarTheater.
The September edition of the Moorhead First Friday Outdoor Market is set for tomorrow evening. Established in 2015, this seasonal monthly event offers a unique experience with local vendors and crafters, as well as food and musical entertainment. Ash Gillum is the director of the Round County Arts Center. She says there's always plenty to see.
We have lots of arts and crafts and jewelry and soap and all kinds of fun stuff available for purchase by local, or actually regional, because we have some people that participate that live out of county, which is always fun.
The Moorhead First Friday Outdoor Market is set up around the Rowan County Arts Center from 4 to 7 p.m. Live music will be performed by the Woodsheep.
Singer-songwriter Chris Knight is coming to Moorhead to perform a benefit concert for Sunrise Children's Services. Jill Hamlin, the Regional Advancement Director for Sunrise, says all proceeds will go towards the foster system in Moorhead and throughout the state. Hamlin says the money will provide foster families with basic necessities, school supplies, health services, and transportation.
But what I would love to see happen for these kids and for these youth is to be able to see positive change, to know that whatever situation that they are currently in, if it's a bad situation, those situations are not permanent. And you've got to have goals and you've got to have dreams, and we can help do that.
The concert will be held in the Moorhead Conference Center from 6:30 on Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are on sale online at eventbrite.com for $25.
The third annual Wild and Scenic Red River Fest is set to take place this weekend in Clay City. The event benefits Friends of Red River who work to protect, restore, and celebrate the river. Laura Gregory is the Red River Watershed Coordinator. She says the groups keep pretty busy and the money raised by River Fest goes a long way.
We are always doing river cleanups. We actually just had a cleanup on Monday on the same section of river that we're going to be paddling, and we pulled out 120 tires in 2 miles. So we use the money to buy equipment that we need to pull out those tires and haul them down the river and to buy food for our volunteers. And we're also working on more river access points.
Wild and Scenic Red River Fest will take place Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. It features a river paddle from Clay City to Meadow Green in the early afternoon. In addition to music, there will also be a wide variety of vendors and activities. More information can be found on the event's Facebook page.
A solar energy company in West Virginia is hoping to bring affordable electricity to people in Appalachia. Solar Hauler works with dozens of families to help them mine the sun. The West Virginia company aims to make clean energy in the region more affordable. Dan Conant is the founder and CEO of Solar Hauler. He tells WSAZ there are fiscal and lifestyle benefits when switching to solar power.
They were able to go solar without the upfront cost. Instead, we're just taking their utility bills that they're saving and devoting that towards paying off the system. And then once that's paid off, it's all gravy after that. So since we have been able to line all of that up, line all the funding up for this, it's really been able to take off and help more folks than we could have ever dreamed.
For more information about Solar Hauler and where they provide service, visit solarhauler.com.
A nonprofit shop in Lexington is working to keep bicycles on the road and teach the skills to maintain them. Broke Spoke's mission is to help the environment by encouraging others to use bikes to get around. They also make bikes available to those who may not be able to afford them otherwise. Gary Huff is one of the organization's part-time employees.
We are here for the community. We want to help people. All the bikes we have been donated by the public, sometimes by bike shop. The invisible cyclist is that person that we don't think about, but this bike is the sole means of transportation, and we want to help them be able to maintain that bike and keep it up.
To donate or volunteer for Broke Spoke, more information can be found at brokespoke.org.
A group of men in Lexington are training for a 5K as part of their addiction recovery journey. A Running Start is a nonprofit organization to help those in recovery use running as part of their process. The group is partnered with the Hope Center for a 5K race on Saturday. Liz Hodge started the group and is training the men for the run. She says addiction is something she's faced in her life because of a family member.
Personally, I lost my dad to his addiction when I was 16. As a 16-year-old, I couldn't do anything to help. And it's such a heartbreaking thing to see somebody lose their life to their addiction. And so I've come out of that with just a heart for recovery and a belief in grace. So if I can do something, even if it's running a mile with somebody, if I can give them some kind of hope that life gets better.
Hodge says she's proud to help the men in recovery, and they feel like brothers to her because of the journey they share. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andy Beshear is once again targeting his message toward a key constituency he hopes to win over in November, while his Republican opponent, Governor Matt Bevin, is hoping the state's economic numbers will buoy his campaign. WUKY's Josh James has more.
A $2,000 across-the-board pay raise and a guaranteed $40,000 starting paycheck by 2022. That's what the Beshear camp is pledging to teachers should he win this fall. The attorney general told WLKY the raise would help remedy the state's teacher shortage.
We're going to prioritize it. You know, a budget is a values document. And what you value most, you ensure that you fund, and that's exactly what we're going to do in our very first budget.
Beshear is also proposing a student loan forgiveness program to reward educators who choose to stay in the state to teach. Meanwhile, GOP incumbent Matt Bevin is pointing to his record on jobs and the economy in his latest TV spot.
He ruffled some feathers, but made tough choices we've always needed. Look at the results. 55,000 new jobs.
That ad debuts statewide on Thursday, and if you're hoping for any breaks from those political ads between now and November, don't count on it. Both top-tier candidates say they will be running spots up to Election Day. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky is joining the effort to investigate pulmonary disease that may be linked to e-cigarettes. The state is working with healthcare providers and local health departments to gather information, including the Lexington-Fayette County Health Department. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported there have been 215 possible cases in 25 states, with one reported death. Elizabeth Anderson Hoagland is a representative for the State Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program. She tells WKYT getting to the root of the issue is a top priority.
As many people out there, we're very concerned about any possible cases out there.
The Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services urges individuals who may be getting sick due to vaping to seek immediate medical attention.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Wednesday celebrating a merger between the Highlands Regional Medical Center and Appalachian Regional Healthcare. ARH purchased Highlands last month, making the hospital the 13th to fall under the ARH umbrella. ARH President Joe Grossman tells WYMT, both healthcare providers have the same goals in mind.
I think we see eye to eye on a lot of things. Our mission, our goal is to take care of the people in our communities, provide for their health and in ways we can, their well-being.
Grossman says he hopes to see growth in the region as a result of the partnership, and the possibility of more jobs is always on the table.
Kentucky will receive federal funds to reinforce efforts to combat the state's addiction woes. WMKY's Lori Likens has the story.
Assistance from the U.S. Department of Health and Services comes a few weeks after Kentucky officials reported the first statewide drop in opioid overdose deaths since 2013. Kentucky will receive nearly $31.5 million as a part of the State Opioid Response Grants Program. Officials with the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy say the drop in the state's overdose deaths show that the increased federal support is making a huge difference in Kentucky. For WMKY News, I'm Lori Likens.
Most of the miners in Harlan County have registered as debtors in the Black Jewel bankruptcy. With court hearings in Charleston and other legal moves underway, the former miners blocking coal shipments say they remain optimistic. Miner Jeff Willig says they're also watching a separate legal case where the company is trying to force them to stop blocking the train. After nearly a month and a half, he says they're not moving.
Being on the tracks and just holding the track down, and we have the labor board on our side basically saying, no, you're not moving until these men get paid.
Black Jewel lawyers are arguing that the delay is making the coal decay and become less valuable.
Taking a look at the weather for the WMKY listening area, Friday, sunny with a high near 80. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 84.
Taking a look at temperatures across the region, it's 78 degrees in Flemingsburg, 80 degrees in Maysville. In Ashland, it's 82 degrees, 81 in Grayson and Inez, 79 degrees in Mount Sterling, 82 over in Lexington, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 79. On our feature segment today, a suicide prevention event is set for this weekend at Carter Cave State Resort Park. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has the story.
The Carter County Suicide Prevention and Awareness Walk for 2019 takes place on Saturday at 3 p.m. This is the second year for the walk. Last year, organizer Jill York says the group had a great turnout, even with inclement weather.
We still had over 50 participants who came with umbrellas and rain gear and listened to the speakers and were very gracious in sharing of their stories and made the walk that day just to be active and to stand up within the region and say, you know, we're tired of losing anyone to suicide.
This year's event will feature honor beads where walkers can choose to show their personal connection to suicide prevention and identify with other attendees. York says it's important that people realize depression isn't the only reason behind suicide.
You know, if we have job stresses, if we have illnesses that concern us, if we, you know, have a strife within our family, or if you add to that an addiction disorder or a PTSD episode in your past, these are all sorts of things that in and of themselves are tough, but sometimes can pile up on someone and isolate them and make them begin to feel hopeless.
Because of this, York says checking in on friends is important.
We want folks to know that it isn't a issue, it's a lot of issues. And because of that, folks need help addressing them. And we need to be very active about being accessible and open and helpful. If we see someone that we think might be struggling, we need to ask the question, and then we need to make sure we keep them safe.
York says the stigma surrounding suicide needs to stop.
We didn't talk about our troubles. That we especially here in Kentucky, tend to be kind of a stoic lot. We don't share our business, and we grit our teeth, and we get on with life. But there are some things that are too big for any one of us to handle, and that just means reach out, talk to someone. We have to have those conversations.
York says even though society is changing, the willingness of the media to be open is both a blessing and a curse.
The other thing that's important to recognize is while our culture is becoming a lot more open to discussing who we really are and what our needs are, sometimes that has a double-edged sword. As the media carries stories about, you know, Robin Williams and Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, and then, you know, there's a danger of that looking like a path that someone who might be in a depression or a crisis hadn't thought of before.
Overall, York says she just hopes people gain something from the event.
We want folks to pick up the skills, make the connections, and to be able to access the people that will be there for them, be their champions, and help them in those difficult places. We want everyone to have the hope and the strength to be with us tomorrow.
For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
It's 4:47 and 80 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Sarah Mead, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Keneally Roberts has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Morehead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud. Browns girls teams are back in action tonight. This is WMKY Sports, and I'm Keneally Roberts. The Round County volleyball team travels to Ashland Blazer tonight. The Vikings are 10-2 on the season, coming off a 3-0 sweep of Bath County at home on Tuesday. The Kittens are 5-7 on the season. They fell to Russell at home Tuesday. Game is set for 7 p.m. In other 16th region volleyball action tonight, Morgan County hosts Johnson Central at 6:30, then Bath County hosts Fairview, East Carter welcomes Raceland, Lewis travels to Fleming, West Carter travels to Montgomery County, and Boyd County faces off with Greenup. The Round County girls soccer team is on the road again tonight. The Vikings are coming off a win at West Carter Tuesday that moved the team to 5-1 and one on the season. They'll face off with the Red Devils of Russell, a team that stands at 3-4 on their season. Round head coach Alan Evans says Russell has been the 16th regional champion for the last 3 years.
It's always the one on your schedule you circle in red and look forward to. We like to see them a little bit later in the year, so it is early. However, you know, that's how the schedule worked out this year. They did lose a lot, just like we did, and so I know that they've had some good results beating the new Scott County High School called Great Crossing. They were able to beat them.
Game tonight in Flatwoods is set for 6:30 p.m. In other soccer action across the 16th region tonight, East Carter hosts a doubleheader tonight. The girls face Belfry at 6:30, and the boys' team meets Russell at 8 p.m. Ashland Blazer girls travels to Johnson Central at 6:30. West Carter hosts a doubleheader with Morgan County. Girls begin at 6, with the boys facing off at 8. Fleming travels to Bath County for a doubleheader. The boys face off at 6, and the girls' teams meet at 8. We'll have scores from all of tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Round County boys soccer team is gearing up for the King of the Mountains tournament this weekend in Moorhead. The Vikings sit at 6-0-2 on the season, and they'll welcome Johnson Central, Corbin, Lawrence, Bath, and Boyd counties to town on Saturday, where each team faces off with two others throughout the day. Round head coach Max Hammond says Round is a great place to host multiple schools for tournament play.
You know, we've got a nice turf field, and we've got a really nice grass field also, so we can use both if we have to. And it's something that I do a whole lot is run tournaments throughout the year. And, you know, this will be our 7v7 tournament that we have there at the high school in the summer, you know, also brings in, we had 22 teams come into it. So we're used to having tournaments and hosting teams and making sure things run smoothly. And I think that's why we keep having teams come back.
The Vikings are slated to face off with Johnson Central at noon and Corbin at 5 p.m. on Saturday. A Moorhead State alum is being inducted into the university's Athletic Hall of Fame nearly 50 years after competing. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has the story.
Dave Neely is still among rare company in the history of the Moorhead State track and field program. An accomplished high jumper, Neely is now one of the newest members of the Moorhead State Athletic Hall of Fame and the first ever field-only athlete be inducted. Neely burst onto the scene as a freshman in 1969, setting the school record in the high jump at 6'8". Later, he went on to break his own record as a senior in 1972, adding an inch to that school standard. It took several years before his record was narrowly clipped at 6'10". Neely will be inducted along with two other Athletic Hall of Fame members at the university's banquet on October 18th. For WMKY Sports, I'm Wyatt Melton.
The Cincinnati Reds ended up splitting their series with the Phillies this afternoon. The Reds picked up the win 4-3. Stats-wise, Cincy has been looking a lot better on paper this season than their win record would reflect. Manager David Bell tells Fox Sports Ohio there's really only one solution for that.
We are who we are, you know, and we have to get better, you know. I want to win. Everyone in the clubhouse wants to win, so when that doesn't happen, it's frustrating, but at the same time, you only have one choice, one option, and that's to keep working and try to get better in every way, me included, everyone.
The Reds have a few more days at home. They'll host the Diamondbacks for a 3-game series starting tomorrow. The regular season will be getting underway for the NFL this evening. Tonight's game features the age-old rivalry between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. However, Chicago wide receiver Allen Robinson tells the Bears' YouTube channel, practicing for a rival is pretty much the same for any team.
I mean, just different players. You know, I mean, we've gotten reps against our runs. We've gotten reps against, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different team, you know. So, I mean, again, we go out there and prepare for a team how you would any other team. You know, again, I don't think it's any science to it or anything like that. You know, I mean, we've gotten a lot of reps with what we do as an offense, and that's all we can do.
Kickoff tonight is set for 8:20 in Chicago. And finally this afternoon, the Breeders' Cup is coming back to Lexington next year, and officials with the city and Keeneland are already touting the event and new attractions organizers plan to offer. Organizers say they expect to bring more music and entertainment to town in 2020, although they plan to take more precautions to avoid rainouts. Keeneland President Bill Thomason says it's about keeping people interested.
It's what every Breeders' Cup's measured by. It's what every community's measured by. The excitement of our fans, the excitement of the whole community, and how everybody's so engaged together to make it happen. And I've had people talking to me ever since it was here. When are you coming back? When are you coming back?
In addition, the Breeders' Cup will include what officials called an international village downtown, meant to bring a bigger scale and feel to the event. The races will be held November 6th and 7th, 2020. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer welcomes Miami of Ohio tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and volleyball hosts the Eagle Challenge this weekend, featuring matches with Presbyterian, Providence, and Georgia State. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089. Or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks surged after the U.S. and China agreed to meet next month in Washington to discuss trade. And at 3:35, the Dow Industrials were up 403 points, or 1.5%, to 26,758. The S&P 500 was up 1.3% at 29.75, and the S&P was led by a 2.1% gain in the financial sector. The S&P is now only 1.8% from its record high, and the NASDAQ Composite was certainly in on the party today, showing an advance of 1.5%. Within the NASDAQ, the semiconductor sector very strong, as the VanEck Vector Semiconductor ETF was up almost 3%, and some stocks within that had very good moves. Advanced Micro Devices was up 1.3%, On Semiconductor was up 2.3%, and all the major semiconductor stocks such as Micron and Lam Research very strong today. Bank stocks such as J.P. Morgan and Citigroup each were up almost 3%, while trade bellwethers Caterpillar and Boeing rose 3.5% and 1.2% respectively. China's Commerce Ministry issued a statement saying that Beijing's top negotiator on trade had spoken with U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer and also Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and the two sides agreed to hold another round of trade negotiations in Washington towards the end of October. And, of course, the announcement comes after the world's two largest economies imposed new tariffs on each other's goods at the start of the month, marking yet another escalation in the protracted trade war. On the data front, private payrolls in the U.S. increased by 195,000, according to ADP and Moody's. Going into the report, economists expected a gain of 140,000. And this report, of course, is seen as a preview to the U.S. government's monthly non-farm payrolls report, which is due out tomorrow morning at about 8:30. Also today, the Institute for Supply Management said the U.S. services sector expanded at a faster-than-expected rate for the month of August. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 89 cents at 26.84, Delta Airlines up 123 at 58.46, Lowe's up 272 at 114.64, Anthem down 318 at 251.05, and Marathon Petroleum was up $1.90 at 52.56. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, shop local at the First Friday Outdoor Market, 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, September 6th, on the lawn of the Rowland County Arts Center. Locally made arts and crafts, jewelry, and homegrown produce. Food trucks and live music by the Wood Sheep. Free admission and vendor spaces are available. More information at 783-9857.
West Liberty Tourism invites you live on The Licking, a free concert at Old Mill Park in West Liberty. Music starts at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 6th, featuring The Wooks. Bring your lawn chairs. The public is invited and admission is free.
Sunrise Children's Services presents Americana singer-songwriter Chris Knight in concert at the Morehead Conference Center, 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are $25. Proceeds benefit Sunrise Children's Services, a nonprofit organization caring for abused and neglected children across Kentucky.
The Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday, September 9th at the Rowan County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or a related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues.
The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music invites you to a community square dance at the Rowan County Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 11th. Admission is $3, and family and friendly, and beginners are welcome. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Lysia Hindenburg, Wyatt Melton, Zoe Hall, Chaz Jenkins, Lori Likens, Jonathan Burton, Zoe Hall, and Cody Robinson. KNN's Haley Hansen, WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Keneally Roberts. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Sarah Mead and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Stay tuned. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.